Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. So, since last time, Peter Hitchens, of course, passed on since we last caught up. Massive character in the community, did lots and lots of stuff, both inside and outside of messaging and just for open source software. So that was sadly missed and a big loss.
All right,
I suppose moving on from there to other news. Last week was Ada Lovelace Day. Did you do anything for that?
I did well. So there's people on my team who didn't actually know it was Ada Lovelace Day, so they got told.
They got schooled. So.
No, I think it's a really great day to... Well, sometimes I feel like having women on your tech team is just to have women on your tech team. I think it looks good, but people don't really think much further than that sometimes. But it was good to see lots of articles shared and stuff about what women actually do for tech teams and how they've changed how they work, or if they've contributed more than just numbers, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, so I got a list of like five women in tech to follow. It kind of missed off quite a few other people who I'd have probably included too, who I'll add links to, including people like Buddle Stoke, who is a great developer. Liz and Anne from Microscaling, who are awesome too, who are really kind of pushing what you can do with Docker and containers. Jess Frazzle. There's loads of people out there right now.
It's
white hot right now. So, there was also the thing about diverse teams making better teams.
Well,
so,
it's kind of what I meant by our having different types of people in a team is not just good for diversity in quotes, but actually brings something. So this article was really good in highlighting some of those.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Ponylang 0.5 has come out too. Not with much fanfare, really, but again, really interested in Ponylang, some of the actor stuff that's there. Looks like it's being watched closely by the kind of Scala community too, for what it's worth. New VR company has come out called Modal VR, who had an awesome demo. That looked really cool. It's from the guy who founded Atari, so we'll see what happens there.
Loads of VR stuff coming up.
It's a bit of a theme right now. And the Sky VR app.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. I've got download. Well,
no, I haven't got any of the headsets, not even the cardboard one. You need it.
Yeah, I've got cardboard, but I'm now on the broken phone where I can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the PlayStation that's coming out with an affordable one.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I say affordable.
As affordable as they get.
Yeah.
So
that looks interesting too.
And rumours of Snapchat being IPO'd, sold off for $25 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about 5-6 years old or something.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Snapchat as a company.
$25 billion.
So they, one of the companies that I find the most impressive actually, because when they started as something completely different, and not many companies can kind of go away and then come back without a proper rebrand. So I think they did really well.
Actually, their app looked really good too.
It's amazing. So it's... And when it, as I said, when it came out, it was something completely different.
No, they've kind of calmed down.
Yeah, thank you. They changed what their feature was good for, I guess. It used to be known for nude pictures, I think, but...
I obviously wasn't using it early enough.
Well, it wasn't, then it went away, because that can only last so long, but then it came back quietly for years. Well, they had that thing where people could actually save the pictures.
I vaguely remember that.
Do you remember?
I vaguely remember.
Well, they went away, and then they slowly came back into the radar with loads of different things, like snapping from different events so you can see things in their point of view. Their filters are just what makes the app, I guess.
Still tons of money.
That's a lot of money.
God, I'll try and spill through the rest as quick as I can.
You're
Scala and FP stuff. Scala 22 Prams blog post came out from Underscore. Always solid posts. And actually, that was timely because people were asking on internal Slack channels about the 22 value thing, 22 Pram thing in Scala. That was really what piqued my interest. Our descriptive variable names are code smell in FP, and that came out last week. Scala formatting schools, Scala FMT, that was upgraded and came out last week. Sangria 1.0 came out last week.
Sangria is a great name.
Yeah, it wasn't what I expected when I had a look at it, but who doesn't like Sangria? And the Conor McBride video from Haskell Exchange seems to be doing the rounds. Off the back of that, I started catching up on that set of videos for Category Theory for Beginners. There's loads of them. There seem to be more coming out all the time. But this particular guy has done a series of about... He must have done about 15 videos, maybe more by now. So... embedded session types, post out there about those coming out in Haskell, and Scala Pact by ITV has just been upgraded. So yeah, do you use it at all? Okay, I need to start using it. There's people at work who want to start doing consumer contracts, and we're all doing it in Ruby Pact. We should really move across. Right, more stuff to come. Blockchain DevCon 2 slides and videos are out there now, and there was also a blog post comparing different types of blockchain implementations and what are they good for.
Thank you.
On the Docker side, jump in when you want because there's a lot of stuff here. On the Docker side, latest software engineering radio podcast was talking about unikernels. All right, maybe not that one.
Google, just see your face go red and being out of breath.
Google to provide 24/7 cover for your apps.
Wow.
That's wicked. That's awesome. Who wants to do that themselves? I'll tell you what, I always seem to be in teams where everyone's at the back of the queue for signing up for weekend cover. So, new OpenStack release came out, blog post on what is a container. And again, more timely stuff, a guide to what serverless tech is and what lives in that world, a DevOps and how team structures work for DevOps, and the new VMware CloudStack is out and is running on AWS. Oh, blimey. Okay, that was a lot of stuff. Here's more stuff that is...
More stuff?
Yeah, it's the last few bits.
Okay, hurry up.
So, Yahoo got exposed for scanning people's emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a bit of a thing, which kind of led to a few more follow-ups of, are we too dependent on technology as a post? And Google and privacy seem to be a big thing, which I know that...
What's it for now? The firm?
No, I think since Google did their latest release of like the Wi-Fi routers right. In your home and one thing and another, people are even more paranoid about what Google know about you. So.
Well, it must be in the media a lot because the first thing I thought about when the new phone came out was like, I bet how much stuff they're getting from that kind of thing. I wonder how much data they're getting from that.
So. Yeah.
They're getting a bit of a bad name for themselves, I think.
Well, that and all the home devices that are probably listening all the time too. It's just...
Yeah, but Amazon have the Echo, and I don't think as much with Amazon as I do with Google about that.
Yeah, and Amazon has been seeing what you've been buying for years now. They probably know you better than you do.
I think maybe because Google is obviously the main search engine for you. You Google something, like looking for a product or something, and then you see that advert on every website you go on. I think it might be because the Google AdSense is everywhere, but it does feel a little bit more intrusive than other services.
It'll be a big thing. It'll be a big thing, the whole kind of privacy and identity stuff, I think, but we'll see. And the last two and finally, Google Pixel was announced along with all the other bits from Google, which also is kind of timely for me because I have got or had a Nexus 5X. I accepted the Nougat upgrade over the air and it bricked my phone. I got in touch with Google and Google said they're not going to unbrick it. And they've told me that I've just got a bricked phone. So, perfect.
What are you getting instead?
Well, I've now had to order a Pixel.
Oh, you had a Pixel?
Yeah. So,
you are getting a Pixel.
But at the back of my mind, I did think, they probably have seen that I bought from the Google store the other one as an early adopter,
yeah,
and they've pushed their update out just as they've released a Pixel.
Oh, you think it's a conspiracy?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can get a bit too far down that path, but I wasn't happy. Anyway.
All right, let's go.
That's us done for this week. I've put a list of events on the site too. There's loads of them. Loads of O'Reilly ones and God knows what coming up. All right. So next time, we better run.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.